we go at it all the time. You know, I mean, I feel like he's getting better watching film with Daisy. He's looking good on film, looking real good. So we're going to have our work cut out for us, man. And I know that going against that guy, you know. I got him twice a year all the time, so I know what I got to go. But it's not going to be easy. We got a good game plan that we're going to have to go in, but we're going to have to execute it. You know, we didn't get a chance to execute it last week, so we got to make sure we execute our game plan this week. But it's not going to be easy, but we're up for the challenge.
Now, what makes him so difficult? What makes him different than other pass rushers in your mind?
Everything. You can't pinpoint one thing about that guy because he can do everything. He plays the run. He can rush the pass. He can drop in the coverage. He can really do everything, so it's really hard. He can change direction like a DB. You know, he's fast like a linebacker and like some secondary guys getting off that line. He has a great jump. So, like I said, everything. You know, I try to sum up a couple of things for you, but it's a whole bunch of stuff he can do.
Derek talked about the jump he gets off the snap. And it seems like that's one thing that always comes up with him, that it's much quicker than most defensive.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that's one thing that he strives on. I mean, that's one thing that makes him one of the great guys. Makes him one of the best in the league at what he does, because he does have a great get off and he hones in on that ball, and he does a good job of that, and that's something that we're going to have to be ready for, and you know, something that I know that we're going to be ready for because I played him many times. So like I said, I know the challenge ahead of me. It's going to be a hard challenge. I'm not sitting, I'm ready for it though, but it's going to be a very hard challenge. He's a beast and he knows he is, and he's playing some of his best football this year, so it's going to be even tougher.
Vaughn held that thing this year at Stanford where they had all the pass rushers telling their little secrets with each other, and Khalil was there and some of the top guys in the league. You wish an offensive lineman could have got in there and listened to them.
I don't know, man. I talked to him all the time. He could have gave me an invite. So I could have been sitting there with my little notebook scouting a little bit. Did hear about that. Yeah, man, that's a good thing that he does. I wish I was a fly over there during that during that camp.
Are you going to ask Khalil for some tips? Or?
Khalil, they're two different type of guys, but one thing I am going to do, I'm going to try to get a couple of, you know, pass reps against Khalil this week, you know, to try to stimulate it, because I feel like those two guys are, you know, two of the best defensive guys in the NFL right now, and I'm lucky one of them on our team, so I can try to get a little bit of, you know, try to play the game a little bit with Khalil, you know, a couple of times. I'm going to ask him to come over there and give me a couple of pass tests so I can try to simulate that. But it's going to be hard. I mean, Vaughn's great. Vaughn knows he's good. I know he's good. And you won't ever sit here and hear me tell you Vaughn ain't good, because Vaughn's good. He's a good player. It's going to be hard. We ready for it, though.
Your division looks pretty brutal these days. Are you excited to start division play and interested to start sorting some of that stuff out?
I'm ready. I'm excited, and I'm desperate to get to the next game to get this bad taste out of our mouth. It doesn't matter who it is. And I'm ready to get into this next game because, like you did, we did lay an egg on Sunday. And the only way to get that taste out your mouth and get better is to go try to play somebody else. And, you know, Denver, they're going to sit there and just let us come in there, especially in their house. I know a lot of them guys on that team, I know how they play. I know their mentality. It's going to be tough. It's going to be a good matchup. And it is league play, so, you know, we're excited. It always brings a little bit more extra excitement to it. So we are going to be excited. We're playing there, so it's going to be a good game, man. It's going to be a good game.
You watched the film from Sunday. Did you see anything surprising? I think that obviously it was a terrible performance. But
I told him earlier, bro, I'm so past Sunday, Vic, man. We on Wednesday, but I just put in the whole game plan on Denver, man. It's hard for me to go back. Right. You know, I was here yesterday. Some guys asked me about it. I answered Washington yesterday and Sunday, but I'm really trying to move on. You know, gotcha. We got that stuff fixed. We fixed a lot of stuff on Tuesday. We fixed a lot of stuff this morning on that. But now we're on to Denver because, like I said, the way I've been praising their defense, it's a whole nother animal we got to deal with now this week, you know. So that's what we're trying to get ready for. And the only way we get that taste out of our mouth and get y'all to stop talking about that is to get into this Denver game. That's why I was like, sure, I wish it was tomorrow.
You mentioned a little more excitement against the division opponent. Yep. What is different about division? Is it just the familiarity?
Twice a year.
Just because you know
division opponent, you're playing twice a year. It's a rival game.
Does it feel like the stakes are higher when you're playing?
I mean, it's a division game, man. I mean, we get excited to play against division games. They're our rivals, man. Right. I mean, I get excited to play any football game. You know, division game makes it a little bit more exciting, though. But, I mean, I can't sum that up. But, right. You know, we're going to be ready to play. We're ready for the next game, especially after what we did last Sunday. It don't matter who it is, man. We could be playing the replacements. We're ready to get another game out there, you know, to get going and get stuff. Because we weren't the Raiders last Sunday. So we got to get back on point. So we're just ready to get that going. And this Sunday is going to be the first day we get going.
This anthem stuff, is it
I'm not talking about that at all.
Okay.
I'm done with that.
Okay. Probably an obvious question, but it's important to say, is it not the Raiders to you? What does that mean, the Raiders? Your guys' identity as an offensive line, as an offense?
athlete, I guess?
Yeah, he said we're at the Raiders on Sunday.
Yeah.
What does that mean? Just
the we want. You guys watched that game, right? Did that look like us the first 2 weeks?
No.
I don't know how I can sum it up to you anymore. We weren't the Raiders on Sunday. That was not us. I don't know what else I can give you. That was not us. So that's why we're trying to get stuff fixed and get it ready for this Sunday so we could be us and do the things we did the first week, because that wasn't us.